Force of the United States Army at Mitchell Field, Long Island, Bristol Myers, the makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile, starring Eddie Cantor.
I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well. I'm in love with a beautiful nurse. Early every morning, night and noon, the cutest little girl, he comes and feeds me with a spoon. I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well. The life I'm living here is also in condition. But oh, 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 I've got so much ambition. I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well, for I'm having a wonderful time.
I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well. I'm in love with a beautiful nurse.
The doctor says his treatments show results, but I get an awful relapse every time she feels my pulse. I don't want to get well. The life I'm living here is so sublime. Fine, oh, how I miss my dear old second Louis. Oh, 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 is that a lot of hooey? I don't want to get well. I don't want to get well, for I'm having a wonderful
What a reception. Say, Eddie, I understand the song I Don't Want to Get Well is from your new picture show business, which has its world premiere at the Palace Theater on Tuesday, May 9th.
Well, now, Harry, please let's not talk about me or my new picture. Tonight we're going to talk about these flyers here in our audience, so say nothing about me.
Oh, okay, Eddie, I won't say another word.
You're fired.
Are you there? Oh, no.
Took me at my word. And incidentally, Harry, why were you late getting down here to Mitchell Field today?
Oh, well, that I couldn't help, Eddie. I took the Long Island train, and it took me an hour to get here.
The train? What a sissy.
Why?
The Air Corps flew me here in an Army bomber, and it took 2 hours and 10 minutes. 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Eddie, listen, that's only a 10-minute trip by air.
I know, but it took them 2 hours to get me into that plane. But after I got in, what a thrill.
Oh, I'll bet.
There was a man on the flying field, Harry, and when I looked out of the plane, he seemed the size of an ant.
The size of an ant? Well, how high up were you?
The plane hadn't even taken off yet. The man was Mayor LaGuardia. And, by the way, Harry Von Zell.
Yeah?
The mayor was in the Air Corps during the last war, you know.
Fiorello?
Yeah.
What was he in the Air Corps?
Tail gunner on a carrier pigeon.
Oh, well, anyway, Eddie, the boys got you here safely.
Yes, Harry, and to show my appreciation, I'm giving away a lot of tickets for the opening of my picture Tuesday night. I'm going to have 300 fellas from Mitchell Field sitting in the balcony and 300 waves from Hunter College sitting in the orchestra.
Oh.
But there's one thing that worries me.
Well, what's that?
How to keep these flyers from bailing out of the balcony. Ah, Harry, but I'll be so proud when these kids see my name up on the marquee in light.
Yeah, well, Eddie,
You know, I've always wanted to see my name again at the...
Huh? I know, but Well, Eddie, I don't like to upset you, but I passed by the Palace Theater last night, and I saw the names of Joan Davis.
Well, she's in the picture.
Yeah, George Murphy.
Yeah?
And Constance Moore.
Well, they're all in the picture.
Yeah, but your name wasn't on the marquee.
What?
Yeah.
No Eddie Cantor?
No.
Give me that phone.
Well, here. What are you going to do?
I'll show you. Why can't they put my name up on the marquee? I've shortened it enough for them.
Your number, please.
Get me the Palace Theater. This is Eddie Cantor.
Who?
Eddie Cantor. You've seen my name before.
Yeah, but not on the marquee of the Palace Theater.
All the fresh operators. I'm going to report you, young lady. What's your name?
Myrtle.
Myrtle? Oh, you mean Myrtle, like in girdle.
Yeah, Myrtle, like in girdle.
Never mind. Hurry up and get me my lowest little.
That's turtle.
All right. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Palace Theater.
Hello, this is Eddie Cantor. I want to talk to you about show business. My pick's opening at your theater.
Oh, yes. We sold 3,000 tickets for the opening.
That's fine, but why is my name up on the marquee?
How do you think we sold 3,000?
Smart, huh? Now be fair about it. Don't you think my name ought to be up someplace in the Palace Theater?
Oh, we put it up in a certain place.
Yeah. Some place where I can see it?
You can see it, but you'll miss the picture.
I'm going to hang around. I'll be looking for my... Nora! Nora, come in here, Nora. Gee, Nora, get a load of the way these fellas are looking at you. 1,500 guys with a single thought. Aviation.
Aviation? Why are they at my legs?
Don't you see? Your skin's have the same kind of silk they have a parachute.
Yes, yes. But, Mr. Cantor, I'm not wearing stockings. I'm using leg makeup.
They are also interested in camouflage. Now, how about singing a song for the boys?
All right, what shall I sing?
Oh, Harry, what song do you think that Nora ought to sing, Harry?
Well,
what kind of song?
Anything in the pickle business. Open palace, you may.
Ninth. I've rehearsed 100 times when you told you it's May 9th, Tuesday night at the Well. An announcer is announced. I'll kill that fellow someday.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue. Be sad, thinking of you. The mother's eyes see I'd never be mean. I'd never be cross. Try to be bright. What they wouldn't do.
What they wouldn't do.
For nobody else. Wonderful you, had to be you.
Listen, I know a way you can act a lot of attention at your premiere. Instead of going to the Palace limousine, a banger walks up to the box office. Who's your out of howdy?
Don't like that make me sure of publicity?
Eddie, you'll be in the bag.
No! Oh, you're a big help, Bonzel. A big help.
Yeah. Well, Eddie, I just, I didn't, I mean, I could have...
I mean it. You are a big help to millions of people, so stick to the kind of help you're best at.
Oh,
huh?
Well, thank you, Eddie. I will. Ladies and gentlemen, any morning you wake up feeling like this.
What a day. What a day.
And you'd like to wind up feeling like this.
What a day. What a day.
Oh, yes. The same man, the same day, but the difference. Sparkling, gentle Sal Hepatica. Yes, friends, when you wake up feeling headachy and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, remember that Sal Hepatica helps you feel better faster by bringing quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. So take Sal Hepatica right away. You don't have to wait till night, and you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day. Sparkling Sal Hepatica has this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night. See how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
And now, fellas, I want you to meet a gal who has entertained you boys in camps all over the country. A real G.I. lady of the screen, G.I. meaning gorgeous Eiffel, Mary Astor. Mary, I feel honored having you on my program tonight.
The pleasure's all mine, Eddie. I think you're one of the finest comedians on the stage, screen, and radio.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Then why did you make me say it?
I didn't make you say it. You signed a contract, and now you're living up to it. And in your contract, we've got to mention that Mary Astor appeared through the courtesy of MGM, whose picture, White Cliffs of Dover, is soon to be released. Did it, huh? Anyway, Mary, it was wonderful of you to come here 3,000 miles from California just to be in New York for the opening of my picture.
But, Eddie, I've been in New York for 3 months.
You see, fellas, she was so anxious to see the picture, she couldn't wait.
When am I going to get a chance to see show business?
At the premiere next Tuesday night. You're going to be sitting with 300 of these flyers.
300? Well, when am I going to get a chance to see your picture?
Mary, you better just sit with me. After all, we're old friends.
I'll say we are.
Yeah.
Remember when you first came to Hollywood?
Do I? I'll never forget it. Gosh, I was broken. You were sweet enough to loan me $20. I've never forgotten that, Mary.
Never forgotten the money?
No, never forgotten how you reached in your stocking to get it. By the way, Mary, I was wondering, could you let me have another $20 right now?
Certainly, Eddie.
Yeah?
I'll write you a check.
Never mind. Sorry, fellas, I tried.
Why, Eddie, I'm shocked.
Oh, don't get the wrong impression about these boys, Mary. Women are the last thing they think of.
What's the first thing they think of?
How fast they can get to the last thing. Now, no kidding, Mary. If one of these fellas could go out on a date with you some night, it would be like Cinderella come true. If he could just have one night to forget his duties and go out to dance and have fun and...
Presenting the story of a young soldier here at Mitchell Field, Private Cinderella. Once upon a time, there was a young soldier who used to lie on his barracks bunk each night and gripe and gripe and gripe.
Boy, this cot feels good. 6 days a week, the tough sergeant has me going around picking up cigarette butts. Nothing but cigarette butts. You know, Pete, I'll sure be glad when Sunday comes.
Why?
That's when I pick up cigar butts.
Hey, watch it, Jonesy. Here comes the sergeant.
Private Jones, get out of that bed and pick up those cigarette butts.
Yes, sir.
And you don't say yes, sir, to a sergeant. Now pick up those cigarette butts.
No, sir.
I didn't mean that. Now just remember, a sergeant isn't a sir. He's a... Well, you know what a sergeant is.
Yes. Should I wash my mouth out with soap?
Oh, a wise guy, eh? Well, I'll tell you what you're going to be doing tomorrow.
Huh.
With your right hand, you can peel potatoes. With your left hand, you can polish pans. And you can hold a mop between your teeth and scrub the floor.
I know, but Sergeant...
Oh, and yes, you can play checkers with your feet.
Why do I have to play checkers with my feet?
Because I don't want the other soldiers to think that my men never have any fun.
Tough sergeant always making me pick up cigarette butts. I wish I had a fairy godmother like Cinderella. Like Cinderella.
What was you saying, Private Jones?
are you? And...
My name is Moidle. Who make you Private Cinderella? Oh! I got a heavy touch.
Gee, I'm so handsome. I'm tall.
You're not really tall. That's a lump on your head.
Now, if I only had a beautiful girl.
Yes, you'll have a beautiful girl. You shall. I will touch your duffel bag with my magic wand and Mary Astor will appear.
Mary Astor.
Hello, soldier.
Hello.
Hiya, Mary. Oh,
hiya, Mary.
Holy gee, I think you're real. May I kiss your hand and see if you're alive?
Just kiss my hand?
Yes.
Are you sure you're alive?
Tonight I'm living. Miss Astor, you don't know how thrilled I am about this.
Oh, I can tell you're very happy.
How can you tell?
Your dog tag is wagging its tail.
Gosh, we better get out of here, Miss Astor.
What's the hurry?
If these soldiers wake up and see a beautiful woman in the barracks while they're trying to sleep, they'd be mad.
But this is a dream. They can't see me. They can only see you here.
Yeah, when they see my eyes wigwagging, they'll know you're here, too.
Well, how'll we get out?
I'll call my fairy godmother. Oh, fairy godmother!
What do you want now?
This is my fairy godmother with her magic wand.
Magic wand? Looks like an old bat.
So does my fairy godmother. Tell me, Mortal, how can Mary Astor and I get out of here?
Just follow me.
I'd rather follow her.
Okay, I'll get you out with my magic wand. I'll turn one of these shoes into a taxi cab. Mary, hand me that G.I. shoe.
Hand it to you? I can't even lift it.
But what good is a taxi cab? I don't have money to go anyplace.
My magic wand will take care of everything. If you want to go to the races, I'll turn you into horses. If you want to go to the opera, I can turn you into society people.
Look, just drive us to Hempstead and we'll turn into a saloon. Gosh, what a grand evening we've had here in the ballroom of the Royal Palace.
Yes, it's been heavenly. Bubbling champagne flowing, men in evening clothes, women in ermine cloaks.
What do they call this place?
The Wonder Bar.
Oh, then these jewels scattered on the floor must be sawdust, huh?
Private Joe!
My sergeant!
Look, I thought I told you to pick up those cigarette butts.
You don't have to be afraid, Private Cinderella. Look, your fairy godmother is here.
Yeah, with a touch of my magic wand, I will make this tough sergeant your slave. Watch. Presto.
Oh.
Gee, my slave. Well, sergeant, what have you got to say now?
Pick up those cigarette butts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when you're through picking up those cigarette butts, pick up your fairy godmother.
Eddie, you know, I certainly enjoyed that story of Cinderella. I wish I had a magic wand.
Yeah, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could really touch a duffel bag and turn it into a beautiful girl? Or touch an MP and turn him into a beautiful girl?
Yeah. And, Eddie, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could touch a beautiful girl and...
And what?
Nothing. Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Yeah. And on a date, you could order a plate of beans for your girl and turn it into a full-course dinner. Cream chicken, cream potatoes, Boston cream pie.
Yeah, well, now, I don't know, Eddie. I mean, after all, creamy food.
I know, Harry, but what if those foods are too soft to give gums the exercise they need? There's always Ipana toothpaste and gum massage, isn't there?
That's right, Eddie. And that's why it's so important for Ipana to be on the tip of every toothbrush. You see, the soft, creamy foods we all eat and enjoy may not give our gums the exercise and stimulation they need, which is one reason so many dentists recommend Ipana and gum massage. For Ipana, when used with massage, is especially designed to stimulate gum circulation, helping them to a heartier, healthier firmness. And firm gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. So, ladies and gentlemen, why not follow this simple, helpful routine? Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste. It's unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums. See how much firmer your gums, how much more sparkling your smile when you faithfully brush your teeth and massage your gums with Ipana toothpaste.
Yes, Mary Astor?
After I see the premiere of your picture, Show Business, I must return to the coast immediately.
Well, don't worry, Mary. I'll get someone to take you there in an army plane. The most daring aviator at Mitchell Field, an ace. A regular Jimmy Doolittle.
Doolittle?
How do you do, Doolittle? Miss Astor, when I heard you wanted the pilot, I flew here as fast as I could.
Is that so? When did your plane arrive?
She wants to know when did your plane arrive.
There it is now.
Are you sure you can fly Miss Astor to the coast?
Inadvertently, or in a plane. I know everything about aviation. Only this morning, I bought a book on how to fly.
Then I'd better sit next to you during the trip. I'll be worried if you don't do what's in the book.
When I start doing what's not in the book, then you got to worry.
Some pilot.
Do you know the directions to California?
Yes, indeed. I mean, last week I flew to the coast and landed right next to Lana Turner's swimming pool.
But there's no airport next to Lana Turner's swimming pool.
I was so disappointed.
Russian, will you admit that you're no pilot?
Dad, don't say. Even as a baby, I spent 100 hours in the air.
100 hours in the air as a baby? How come?
My father kept throwing me back to the store.
That I can believe.
Russian, I'd love to make the trip in an army bomber.
Oh, but not me, not me. A bomber I wouldn't get into.
Oh, don't be a coward. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's been proven that more accidents happen in a bathtub.
I wouldn't get in one of those either.
Russian, tell me, have you ever been a combat flyer?
2 months ago, I am flying over to the Marshall Islands. Fearlessly, I landed on a field that was occupied by 10,000 Japs.
What was the name of the field?
The Sakiyaki Cemetery.
What did you do?
Well, I fixed up my plane and headed back to America. Before I knew it, I was circling around New York, flying low.
How low were you flying?
Did you hear about the tree grows in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Not anymore.
Oh, Russian.
Please tell us what finally happened.
I called upon my flying skill. After gaining sufficient altitude, I bailed out with a parachute, counted to 100, and pulled the string.
Now, wait a minute. You're only supposed to count to 10.
No wonder they had to dig me up.
Oh, say, Mary, I want to thank you for coming over here tonight, and I know the picture you're rushing back to the coast to make will be a big hit. In fact, when I think of all your successful pictures, I must say you're really a great artist.
Oh, I'm just lucky.
By the way, Mary, how come with all the pictures you and I have made, we've never been on the screen together?
I told you, I'm just lucky.
She's not so lucky. Just for that, I'm not going to take her to see my picture show business. And she'll miss some of the old favorites that Nora Martin and I are going to sing right now.
Alabama bound. Don't be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Gave a meanest ticket man on earth. All I'm worth to put my cookies in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound.
finer? Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina?
If it isn't, you know it. Show it to me. Oh, Dinah, with the Dixie eyes blazing,
I will have to sit and gaze into the eyes of Dinah Lee. Oh, honey, every night, why do I get with stars? Because my dynamite changed your mind about. Because my dynamite changed your mind about me.
Dinah, if you wanted to China,
I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Just to be with Dinah Lee. I want a girl chum, like the girl in heaven, she's an old man. She was a pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever had.
A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true, one who loves nobody else but you.
I want a girl chum, like the girl that married the old man.
Thank you very much. The time is up now, and so before I go, I'd like to say,
I love to spend each Wednesday with you.
Good night.
You know, Harry, Cinderella has a new kind of magic today. Instead of a magic wand, she whispers two magic words. The words crochet beforehand.
That's right, Nora. And now that lovely hands must do so many Cinderella jobs these war-busy days, it's important for every woman to remember to smooth on the fragrant, creamy Truchet before tackling soap and water jobs. For Truchet, the beforehand lotion guards your hands against the harsh drying effects of hot water and soap, helps keep them looking their loveliest. So begin today to use Truchet.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.